Hey everybody, happy Monday. Monday morning here in Boston. Where I wish I were today on a Monday morning. It's in Greece where we have Dimitris from Amelia. We're going to talk all things conversational AI and beyond. Dimitris, how are you?
I'm doing great, Evan. How are you?
Well, thanks for being here. You're such an innovator in the conversational AI space. I have questions around this space. It's a fascinating area moving so quickly. Before that, maybe introduce yourself a little bit about your journey to start Amelia and your current mission.
Absolutely. So I started almost 25 years ago. I'm founder and CEO of Amelia. So I've been with Amelia for 20 something years since I founded it. And Amelia
Wow.
is a conversational AI company. We're transforming customer service. I started from IBM in the UK, and back then, AI wasn't even a buzzword back in 1997. And I got busy with trying to deliver automated customer service in a way that consumers would not hate, right? At least, which was the situation back then. Since then, I think Amelia has grown to be a leader in conversational AI. We're delivering natural language self-service solutions to customer contact centers all around the world, across financial services, retail, insurance, utilities, automotive, any really enterprise segment where customer service is strong. We're now taking this technology into other customer service environments, which is quite interesting. The work we're doing lately with drive-through automation in the quick serve restaurant in the US. So that's also something to watch out for as we are going to be deploying across the nation. We're already doing so.
Amazing.
That's really a game changer there, enabled by generative AI, of course, and the latest technology. So that's pretty much Amelia. We're all about restoring the human touch in automated interactions. We're all about elevating the role of customer service representatives to do more meaningful tasks than just answering 1,000 phone calls a day and giving out balance inquiries or trivial requests like that. And another thing that is unique, I think, to Amelia is that we're helping customers fight fraud in the contact center, and that's become even more relevant these days with generative AI and the way that technology is being used to create deepfakes, right? Deepfakes for video, deepfakes for voice. So authenticating securely consumers in customer service has become even more a difficult task and a demanding task.
Wow, so much to unpack there, so much interesting stuff. I'm glad we have you for the next half hour. We'll talk about one thing you mentioned, customer service that humans don't hate. There's a lot of that going around. And how is conversational AI fixing that, changing that? I mean, it's been around for a few years now, but it seems only now have we reached a tipping point where, the industry is sort of adopting the latest technologies and tools.
Well, that's right. I think there is an inflection point where it used to be that consumers had to adapt to the technology, to learn how to work with the technology. And whoever was not tech savvy would just be afraid of dealing with those automated systems and reject them outright. And the inflection point came, I think, with conversational AI technologies being so good at understanding natural language that humans no longer had to adapt to the technology. They could just be speaking to the system in exactly the same way as they're speaking to another human, and the technology would actually understand and not start saying this very, I think, common in you can see it everywhere in YouTube, all these little videos of bad system implementations where it says, I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Can you please repeat? Right. So we are now in the era of generative AI, and certainly the technology is absolutely up there, capable of carrying out a conversation with a human consumer.
Yeah, that's quite a sea change. And what makes your technology stand out? It's a very crowded market. I saw a market map once with 3,000 different players and different niches and segments around conversational AI. But you seem to have some really special sauce. Tell us more.
Well, it's a very crowded landscape indeed, very noisy. The technology is so accessible at first glance to so many people, to a broad base, from the large enterprises down to individuals who, you know, they decide to take this generative AI from Microsoft, OpenAI, whoever, and have a go at it, you know, with a chatbot. And of course, you know, it's very easy to do a proof of concept and to display some sort of intelligence, but it takes a lot of experience to actually deliver enterprise quality results at scale. And this is really what Omelia is all about. We've been doing this for more than 20 years, even before generative AI existed. And we know enterprise customer service. We know how to safely deploy this technology so that we can both have happy consumers, but also happy enterprises that are confident they are secure and confident that they get business benefits out of the technology. And, you know, we've seen some recent examples of chatbot failures in the news, right? They revealed the larger legal implications behind using AI-powered chatbots from inexperienced providers, where they just put a chatbot on a website or on a mobile app. And, you know, I'm particularly thinking of a recent event with an airline, I think in Canada, where, you know, the chatbot provided an inaccurate response to the consumer, saying that, you know, they were willing to reimburse the consumer. And that policy simply didn't exist. It was a hallucination from the chatbot, probably trying to be very polite and customer friendly. But it got the enterprise into trouble, right? Legal trouble. So these are, again, there's still a lot that needs to be developed and guardrailed around this technology before it becomes safe. And that's where the competitive landscape, I think, begins to clear up. There's companies that know how to do this safely, and then there's, you know, everybody else that's having a go at it.
Great point. Well, you're a real practitioner and a pro, your team. So that's great feedback. There's a lot of uncertainty and fear around AI replacing jobs, and when and which jobs and how many. And there are a lot of unanswered questions there. A lot of prognostication, let's say. Even last week, the head of an Indian software services company, one of the biggest in the world, said, you know, contact centers will disappear within a year in their traditional form, you know, with human beings. But what do you think? What say you from your unique perspective on the industry?
I always like to take the middle way. I think that definitely contact centers are not going to disappear. But I also definitely think that you know, there's going to be a very significant impact of this technology in customer service. AI, for sure, is poised to enhance human roles in various sectors, not just customer service. It's going to bring a new dimension to how we perceive and execute our jobs, right? It's a tool. And in the context of contact centers, AI is definitely revolutionizing the traditional role of a human agent, who have often been engaged in very repetitive and mundane tasks, and often also requested by enterprises to merely read a script on the display, right, on the monitor. So, you know, that kind of I think behavior we're going to see be alleviated by the use of technology, and we're going to see human agents in the contact center take a lot more meaningful role without the pressure to perform in terms of speed, which is, you know, a lot of the KPIs in contact centers today is, you know, speed. How many calls can you get rid of, right, in a day? And that, of course, goes against customer service, goes against the user experience, goes against the agent satisfaction themselves. So we do expect agents, once they start using this technology, they will be a lot happier agents. And I'm pretty sure that we will have customer service agents for many years to come.
Yeah, interesting to watch. We will see. And speaking of AI enhancing, augmenting, or replacing humans even, what about your development team? I mean, you have a large team around the world, including in Greece. How are you using that to either augment or scale your developer resources?
Well, we're using generative AI in pretty much every aspect of our operations. One big aspect where we're using generative AI is in analytics. I think generative AI has been very helpful in automating a lot of manual tasks that we used to do to analyze our customers' applications and how well they're performing. So generative AI is a very good tool which accelerates that, automates that. It's still not replacing people 100%, but you can think of it as one person cloning themselves into times 100, right? For certain tasks, not for the whole job role, but for certain tasks that they do within their day. So it is really exploding the productivity of our employees in certain areas. It's not that you can apply it, you know, horizontally everywhere, but that's, I think, a process where a lot of enterprises and a lot of companies similar to Omelia are currently engaged in, is to find new ways of working given that disruptive technology that has come about.
Yeah, such an important topic. We'll be watching that as well. In the beginning intro, you mentioned using voice biometrics to prevent fraud. And, you know, voice recognition, voice biometrics even, have been around for a long time, but not the most useful technology. But what's changed? Because this has kind of come around again with a new opportunity with Gen AI, has it not?
So what's changed, I think, is that the attacks have become a lot more serious now, like fraud and trying to fool the system. And these attacks are not just on contact centers where they use voice biometric for authentication reasons, but also on contact centers that humans are doing the authentication. And take, for example, retail. Retailers, especially during peak periods, they experience elevated risks of fraud, right? It's a time when exhausted agents and overwhelmed systems can become prime targets for fraudsters, since the bustling activity can often mask those nefarious activities, and it really puts retailers and customers at risk. With the advent of the technology, by integrating AI-driven authentication methods, one of which is voice biometrics, we're not saying that's a single factor of authentication, but it's a strong additional factor of authentication, we can really help retailers significantly enhance their defense against such fraud attacks. And these systems are very quick to verify a customer's identity. They can reduce the risk of impersonation, and they can also detect deep fakes, which is really important, right? And they actually perform much better than a human at detecting a deep fake. And that's really why we are so much advocating that it is mandated in this day and age, with deepfakes being so accessible to everyone, it's mandated that we guard contact centers with these anti-measures against fraud.
Wow, that's really on the cutting edge here. Do you have any real-world experience yet on using voice biometrics to detect fraud, and what's the accuracy you've seen in the real world, which is always a challenge, versus the lab or in-house?
You'll be surprised how much fraud goes through the contact center. It's really, really surprising. I forget the source of the analysis that I'm going to quote, but around 70% of the fraud that banks see goes at some point through the contact center, because the contact center is the way for fraudsters to start reverse engineering more information about an account so that they can eventually do an account takeover. And they will speak with different agents at different times and take fragments of information from each, but they then put them all together and they're able to attack and take over the account. So we see that every day, not just once or twice or in some odd cases. This happens as we speak in all contact centers. And different contact centers have varied levels of defense against that. Another thing we're doing for our customers, especially in the financial sector, is behavioral analytics, right? Mm-hmm. So if you see that some account is being under attack, like trying to break into the password time after time, you know, these kind of things in the old days, automated systems would just ignore. They wouldn't think there's something funny happening, right? But with behavioral analytics, along with generative AI and deepfake detection, we're able to put all these factors together and provide a fraud score, which can then be acted upon in real time and stop the fraud attempts at their tracks.
Wow, that's phenomenal. And I can say with deepfakes, it's scary and amazing. I actually haven't created a deepfake of myself. There's a tool called HeyGen, and I use it to create marketing videos, and it works, frankly, perfectly. I mean, I sent a couple of the videos to my wife and my mother, and they sort of looked at them and 100% thought it was me with my voice and my mannerisms. So,
that's amazing.
And this is commercially available. You can train it in 10 minutes. And luckily, I'm a good guy, but you can just imagine the potential for misuse and fraud with these sort of things. It's going to be shocking. You know, what else can the industry, contact center industry and beyond, do to kind of tackle fraud with AI? Obviously, you have a suite of tools, but what's the big picture? What else can be done here?
It's an arms race, it's an arms race, really. You have to keep up with the technology. As this technology becomes more powerful and more accessible to just everyone, I mean, the example you just gave, Evan, is says it all, right? And I do hope I'm speaking with Evan and not your clone, your deep fake.
This year. Next year, maybe, maybe not. We don't know.
But yeah, it's there's you just have to keep up with the technology. That's all what enterprises need to do.
And speaking of keeping up, I mean, how does Amelia keep up, stay ahead, really, in AI technology and innovation? You've managed to be on the cutting edge. How do you keep that edge?
The hard way. We fight fraud and we fight problems every day in the field. Having access to real fraud happening in front of your eyes and, you know, among our customers, I think, or fraud attempts, I should say, you know, that gives you the data you need to build the technology to combat those attacks. And it's ever evolving, so we have to keep analyzing and keep understanding different behaviors, different technologies, different ways that fraudsters are trying to break in, and just keep up with that and be proactive.
It's a cat and mouse game for sure. Maybe shift gears, talk about the team you've built over the years and kind of the culture. Not many people know about Amelia or actually know much about tech in Greece. So tell us about the team and how you're growing.
Well, so we started out as two people, me and my partner Pelias, out of not the garage of my parents' house exactly, but the room above it. And that was 22 years ago. But, you know, we had a vision. And I think I was very lucky in my life to find a lot of good people, of talented people who shared the vision. And they came along for the ride, and it's been a great ride. At Amelia, the DNA of our people is like we all love a good challenge, and we like to apply ourselves to solve real business challenges. And that's why we do it. That's what gets us out all 360 of us, what gets us out of bed every day. And you know, we providing value to customers is what it's all about. So we're very customer focused, and we drive the technology both from a vision perspective, but also from the perspective of having our eyes and ears close to the market and understanding what requirements our customers have and making sure that we can provide value around those.
Well said. So you're also global. I've seen you at events here in the US and throughout Europe, of course.
Yeah.
And you can kind of get to Athens direct from anywhere in the world, which must be helpful for business trips. What are you looking forward to over the next weeks and months? Beyond summer vacation, which I know is very luxurious and long in Europe, but what else are you looking forward to professionally over the next few months?
So Greece is where some of us live, but our businesses, Amelia's customers are in North America mostly, and then around 17 different countries around the world. So we're quite an international company focusing in North America, Germany, UK, mostly, but as I said, 17 countries where we're already active in and we support. Our people are all over the world these days, right? So we have remote employees all over the world. And the only requirement is to have the right attitude, to share the same values as we do, and to be able to work in a time zone that suits our customers. That's what it's all about, right? The rest is technology. So I've been very lucky to be able to live in Athens, in Greece, and have my business outside of Greece, because Greece, of course, is a very small market. Mm. We're very excited about the drive-through business. This is a relatively new endeavor in our journey as Omelia. We've always been active in the contact center, but this is something which is outside the contact center. And we've been working on this since 2019. We were able to take our foundational technologies of speech-to-text, text-to-speech, natural language understanding, and wire them in a way, in a different way, to solve a different kind of challenge. And it's a very challenging task to take a quick serve restaurant order in the drive-through. It's a very challenging environment. There's a lot of noise. Mm. The way that people order in drive-throughs is just blows my mind. The complexity of ordering is nothing like anything you would see in a contact center, for example. So, you know, it keeps us on our toes. It keeps us solving new challenges. And we are at the stage where we are scaling that in California today and across the nation soon. So that's something really exciting for me lately.
Well, that's fantastic. Can't wait to see some of the data and technology behind the scenes making that work. We'll save that for a future episode. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Really intriguing and insightful discussion. And thanks, everyone, for watching. Reach out to Omelia. They put out some great content, very educational content on social. Give them a follow. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Demetris.
Thank you, Evan.
Take care. Bye-bye.